Well, no surprises here. Forces within the Labor Party, we're now told, could be beginning to move against Bill Shorten. Tanya Plibersek has reportedly teamed up with Wayne Swan. Is that the kiss of death? She's from the left, he's from the right. And reports today suggest their new cross-factional friendship is raising eyebrows amongst federal MPs. Swan and Plibersek, who is the Shadow Foreign Affairs Minister, took colleagues by surprise when they both attended a UN conference in Ethiopia last week. One MP described it as a weird development. Tanya Plibersek and Wayne Swan claim their joint attendance at the conference was coincidence. God knows what Swan was doing there. And that neither knew the other had signed up to attend. A new paid, of course, while we're worrying about $5,000 for Bronwyn Bishop's helicopter. But anyway, other Labor MPs see this as proof of a powerful dynamic at work, their words, a dynamic to install Tanya Plibersek as Labor leader. As far as the public is concerned, Wayne Swan, of course, is a political has-been and a liability. But like Bill Shorten, he remains a factional player within Labor. In their latest appearance together, Swan and Plibersek launched a report on national prosperity last night. Not sure what the Labor Party know about prosperity. In advance of Labor's national conference at the end of the week, Wayne Swan dismissed suggestions he was backing Tanya Plibersek ahead of Bill Shorten as absurd. New Labor rules mean the election of a new leader is now a long, drawn-out process, but it's being said it could be possible to remove an existing Labor leader with a simple majority caucus vote. Bill Shorten ought to understand that it's his own wolves who are circling.